Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. And at the end of the last segment, I was reflecting on this article, Adjustments Must Be Made, How to Live Well After Midlife, and basically an interview with Frank Tallis, has written a book on whys. I got to get that book. And I was approaching the end of the discussion of that article. I'll give you a few quotes from it. And let me just then finish with the last quote and a couple of comments. He says, and this is page 11 of the article. So, respect biological time, diurnal time, circadian rhythms. Try to work with it rather than against it. Try not to shy away from thoughts of death, and try to make space for some sort of spirituality, whatever form it might take. Awe does not have to be vast. It can be quotidian, found in the appreciation of inspirational behavior of others, for instance, of nature, of art, and especially music. Try to connect with others and with the world. Only connect. Now, there's a surprise. How often we already know what we should probably do. That's the last sentence of the article. And the book is called Wise, Finding Purpose, Meaning, and Wisdom Beyond the Midpoint of Life. And it's by Frank Tallis, Tallis. So that really complements well the article, you know, discussing S.H.I.E.L.D. and all. And within that article, this idea of art and spirituality brings to mind two things that have happened this week. One of them is a new exhibition was inaugurated on Tuesday of this week by Eric Tabales, T-A-B as in boy, A-L-E-S. It's in Space, San Patricio Art Center, in Galleria San Patricio, run by Manny Vasquez, and the title of the exhibition is called Sacred Light, and it's a beautiful exhibition. Really, really recommend you go and see it. He has done tremendous work. He studied chemistry, and he uses this knowledge of materials, incredible arts works that I found it very inspirational, and you know, sacred light, as you could, it goes on the basis of light, and it's very spiritual, and mostly based on, well, all of it based on nature. So somebody who loves nature like myself. And we know what you've just read. Nature is one of the things to take on to live well after midlife, and spirituality, and art. You got it all, and you go to this exhibition. I so many of these works of art reminded me, brought me to Calle, because it's very tropical. And when you, on the entrance there, through the window. There's two works of art, and they'll be on my webpage with the statement let me do it. You know, usually I give it in Spanish, but I sat down and I really wrote the translation, and maybe I'll do it in Spanish. But it says the light, the fastest in what is present in space. The light, the fastest in what we is in space, is also known for the calm. When it stops, amazement happens. Movement stops and opens to the reign of silence. Then silence speaks, now with sounds, but with revelations. The light, upon shining without moving, is transfigured in spirit. Supreme, omnipresent, omniscient, in that absolute immovability, it is God. So you know, that's pretty spiritual. That's let me see if I find it here in Spanish. Okay, here it is. La luz, la más veloz de las presencias en el espacio, conoce también la quietud. Cuando se detiene, el asombro acontece. Cesa el movimiento y se abre el reino del silencio. Entonces el silencio habla, no con sonido, sino con revelación. La luz, al resplandecer sin desplazarse, se transfigura en espíritu. Suprema, omnipresente, omnisciente. En esa inmovilidad absoluta es Dios. Eric Tavales. Words to reflect and all. So the combination there of nature, the use of light within, in fantastic creative way, and art, you know, is something that is always recommended, you know, by Frank Tallis and by us, and I certainly feel strongly about that. The other thing that the article brings to mind that happened this week is the gospel of this week, and basically Jesus Christ, it's what the Father Danilo called it, the new commandments. You know, Jesus Christ going up to the mountain, and then with his disciples, spake, you know, blessed are the poor, and he said, blessed are those in spirit. Blessed are the gentle and the clean. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. And there's one there, you know, blessed those who mourn, which I was, you know, going to, and there's a couple that are going to skip, but there's an article called, you know, Duelo this is the second article I find just fantastic, by Sonia Yvette Vélez Colón, and it's in the 31st of January, and Duelo is the title in Opinión, and basically she describes how we are all at this point, you know, in grief and mourning with what's happened to the youth and the kinds of situations that are happening in Puerto Rico, where we're finding them in infrahuman situations, and what's happened with the immigrants, and the wars that have taken place, and of course, as a former, she's a professor in law, and I think she was a former judge. She says that we're losing the sense of justice and law and order, and all. But it basically, you know, blessed are those who mourn and grieve, or at least see that there's a serious problem. She says, frente a estas pérdidas, el mínimo ético es que nos importe, que nos duela y que nos mueva a defender la vida. El derecho es precisamente un compromiso colectivo con la vida, la dignidad y la justicia. She ends the article. Basically what she's saying there, sorry, in English, that taking these losses into mind, the least that we can do is that the ethics matters to us, that they hurt, you know, que duela, and that they move us to defend life. Law is precisely a commitment to a collective commitment to life and to dignity and to justice. And she tends, una sociedad se mide por cómo protege a quienes no pueden protegerse. Si dejamos de hacerlo, se empobrece el país que somos y el que aspiramos a ser. No se trata de volver a una normalidad que ya no existe, sino de aprender a trazar el duelo y reconstruir la que todavía podemos construir. Society is measured by that who protects those who are vulnerable, who cannot protect themselves. If we don't do this, we become poor as a nation, and a nation that we are, and a nation that we want to be. It's not a question of going back to the normality that may not exist, but to learn and to go with grief and mourning to reconstruct what we still can construct. That's how the article reads. So it goes in with the blessed are the peacemakers, those who hunger for thirst and justice, the merciful, the peacemakers. Goes together, okay, with it. I have this. In terms of looking, this was an article called "The Retirement Crisis No One Warns You About Mattering," and in that article, it's by Jennifer Brandy Wallace, and it says the moving boxes were barely unpacked when Nancy Schlossberg and her husband Steve joined a small group of recent retirees for dinner in their new city of Sarasota, Florida. When a former medical school dean asked Nancy, who had just stepped away from a 40-year career in higher education, about her retirement plans, she told him she hoped to consult with local nonprofits. "I'm excited to get involved and see how I can contribute," she said. The former dean gave her a weary smile. He'd hoped to assist in teaching a biology course after retiring, he said, but every attempt had gone nowhere. Around the table, heads nodded. Despite decades of expertise, each person there was stunned by how hard it was hard to find meaningful ways to contribute after winding down their careers. So, the retirement crisis. No one warns you about mattering. Basically, it's making sure that you continue to live with a purpose in mind, that with a sense of self-satisfaction, that you're meeting your personal values, and what I'll often just called a sense of purpose. And thank God, I've been able to find and have plenty of in all the different things I do, which you as listeners who've been following me have been learning and know about. I think that's pretty critical. There's a, I often like to quote Nuevo Día, and this is a 25th of January quote. Does "Nunca es demasiado tarde para ser la persona que podrías haber sido," by George Eliot, an English novelist. It is never too late to become the person that you could have been. Nunca es demasiado tarde para ser la persona que podrías haber sido, which goes in hand with the retirement crisis. I mean, it's never too late to overlook, from a spiritual, from a physical, from a mental point of view, your overall holistic self, and see what we can do, what bad habits. An article on Inc. by on the five habits of suggested by Warren Buffett. And one of them is breaking bad habits and doing passionate things that they're good for you. And it says so what can we do to eliminate those bad habits, those things that have kept us from being what we want to be? And it's never too late. It can be, when you're 18, 17 years old. It can be when you're 30, midlife of 40, 42, 43, 44 now, and at 80, I'm going on 82 in April. It's never too late, which is, really, really very, very positive. Then I'm going to end up with another saying in Nuevo Día. This was way back in December 12th. Cuando realmente somos nosotros mismos, muchas personas se alejan, pero esto crea el espacio para que la gente adecuada llegue. By Hermann Hesse, H-E-S-S-E, a German writer, says, when we really are ourselves, many persons will leave. But this just opens the necessary space for the right people to arrive. And in the Warren Buffett article of the Five Habits, one of them is to pick the right friends and the right mentors. And you know, we know in SHIELD the interaction, how critical it is. So with Warren Buffett and with SHIELDS and with the importance of our social relationships, make sure that we bring to our lives people who enrich us and who help us become better persons, and slowly remove, without hurting feelings, those people who do more harm than good to us. So, and I hope this program helps you in that regard, and you feel you are my friend. So take care. See you next week. Be good. Que Dios lo bendiga. Reflections, Jorge González.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.